Okay, Navigators, we are back today highlighting another awesome AI tool. This one will probably just be a little bit of a quick hit today, just a fun little tactic that I think we could use this tool for. The tool is called the Flux LoRa Training Tool, and it is developed by a company, an AI company called FAL or F-A-L. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today highlighting another awesome AI tool. This one will probably just be a little bit of a quick hit today, just a fun little tactic that I think we could use this tool for. The tool is called the Flux LoRa Training Tool, and it is developed by a company, an AI company called FAL or F-A-L. Just a little bit of background on the company from their about page. Again, I'll definitely link the site in the show notes. Check it out for sure. The company was founded in 2021 by Berke Gur and Gorkum Yurtseven. Of course, I apologize for any mispronunciation there. And these two were previously working at Coinbase and Amazon. So definitely a couple of heavy hitters in the tech space. And it's because of the challenges that they encountered in those careers with the AI infrastructures that we have currently that they created FAL or FAL. They state that the company's mission is to amplify and expand human creativity. And they go on to say how our current AI infrastructure is leading to slow inference times and high costs for developers and for creators. And they also say that ultimately their mission is to make generative AI accessible to all. And they kind of liken their goal or their company's mission or role in the market to how recorded music empowered musicians or music creators and how YouTube enabled video creators. They want their platform to serve as a creation engine for developers and AI users alike in the future. Definitely check out the website linked in the show notes to learn more about FAL and what you can do with that platform and with their features. Essentially, kind of like Hugging Face, this is not an episode about FAL directly, but it appears to be some sort of, not necessarily repository, but environment in which you can access a bunch of different AI models that you can then pay FAL directly to query and to utilize those models and those parameters. And they just have a ton of models, some that we have talked about on the show before. Many that we have not as well, though. So they have all the Flux models. They have Stable Diffusion models. One model that we haven't talked about before, but they have here is called Whisper, which is a model for speech transcription and translation. They also have the SAM 2 model or the Segment Anything Model 2 from Meta, which we have talked about on this show before. And it's probably one of the most impressive applications of AI that I've seen thus far. But the reason that we are talking about FAL today is for a little hack or a little marketing tactic that we can use their new training model or training tool that they're developing, and that's called Flux LoRa or Flux L-O-R-A. And not to get too technical here, but LoRa stands for Low Rank Adaptation. And this is a popular training technique for these AI models in which they reduce and lighten the weights that they apply to those parameters. We've talked a little bit about weights and parameters and how they're used to direct an AI model. Basically, what they're doing here is they're drastically reducing the number of parameters that they're trying to train, and they're reducing the weights with which they're being trained. And apparently that can lead to faster and more efficient models. I still have a ways to go as far as learning the technicalities and the inner workings of AI. So as far as I know, the reduction of those weights and the reduction of those parameter numbers, that makes sense at least, can lead to faster and more efficient models. And really, I just wanted to test out the training tool here. There is a great use case, this little marketing use case that that was shared by the rundown.ai. I've mentioned that on the show a few times. Always definitely check out the Rundown website, the Rundown University, and the newsletter. But they share a use case of basically where you can take several selfies, import them into the model, and essentially swap your face out or swap your face into any sort of generation that you do with the model. So I think this could be fun, creative marketing tactic for some marketers out there. If you want to create something funny or creative that also includes a familiar face for your brand or for your customers and users, So I think I'll just go ahead again, not a super long episode today. I just wanted to call attention to this little marketing tactic. So I'm gonna go ahead and demo that tool, the Flux LoRa training tool. And what I have done, or what it has you do, is upload several selfies with clear backgrounds and with a couple edits to the model and to the settings and the prompt, you're able to generate these selfie images. I guess I'll go ahead and give you the steps that are kind of detailed by the rundown here. Essentially, you can visit this training page, which I'll link in the show notes. And it does say that you'll have to pay $10 to get credits. I did have to fork over the $10 to get the credits. And then once what you'll do is you'll be able to upload, or you'll want to upload 6 to 12 high quality images, according to the newsletter here. You'll set a certain amount of training steps that the model should take when training. The rundown says to set it to 1,000, and then add a unique trigger, which could be like your name or your business's name or your mascot's name or something like that. And the next step would be to start the training process. So this is where it differs a little bit from the image generation or generative AI tools that we've used that are already trained and that are already in production. You're going to need to take about 20 minutes, according to the newsletter here, to let the model train itself using your selfies. I let the model train. It wasn't too bad. Again, probably 20 minutes or so. And after that, you'll be able to generate images that reference those selfies when you use the trigger word of your name or business. For instance, you just say, use the portrait of, insert your name here, in the style of Superman or in the style of Mario or something like that. So let's go ahead and hop over into the tool. For anybody watching on video, I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen. And we are looking at the interface here for the FAL.AI environment. We are in our Flux.1 dev with LoRA's model. And you can get a little bit of details from FAL regarding the API and requests and analytics and all sorts of stuff like that. But we're not really here to mess around with the technicalities. Basically, I've trained this model and we have our prompt input and our resulting window on the right hand of the screen. And it starts you off right away with portrait photo of Alex. So I'll go ahead and say like portrait photo of Alex as Indiana Jones in an action scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't know if there's any other Indiana Jones fans out there. But I'm always down to rewatch those movies anytime. So let's go ahead and run this and you can see what the results are for yourselves. Hop over to the video. I'll try and download a couple of these results and link them in the show notes as well, or include them in the show notes. So I'm just going to go ahead and generate the image. We'll cut ahead to when the generation is done. Okay, guys, kind of creepy. Like I see it. I see my face in this face. I think I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm looking in the mirror or anything. You guys can be the judge of if you think it looks like me. Definitely couldn't grab Indiana Jones's exact likeness, which is probably good from a copywriting and a legal standpoint. But I'm pretty impressed. Like I see some of the features. I see the nose. I think, I don't know. Let's try another one, another common one, like the examples that they give are as a superhero. So let's try a portrait photo of Alex as a superhero. Okay, that one looks a lot more like me. This is pretty intense, guys. Pretty creepy. One more test here again. So I think the use case for doing some creative marketing stuff here is definitely applicable. Let's try like portrait photo of Alex as Super Mario or something. Just one more goofy example from my nerd core past. Okay, so this one is just straight up Super Mario. I don't see any of the face or the selfies projected onto the character. So it's not perfect, that's for sure. I think maybe photorealism or live action type images will probably work better than animated ones in this case. Let's just try one more so we don't end on that note. Let's do portrait photo of Alex as a basketball player dunking the ball, something I'll never be able to do in real life. So maybe we can accomplish that goal for me right here. Let's go ahead and run this. And again, I'll just cut ahead to when we get our result. Not too bad. Little funky things going on with the hands, I think, near the rim and with the basketball. I'll let you guys check out the images. I forgot to download the first few, but I'll download this basketball one real quick here. Or at least link it in the show notes so you guys can check it out. But like I said, this is a pretty cool tool. I'm really impressed. Definitely works better with some live action and real photorealism type photos. But let me know what you guys think of the results. Let me know what you think of as far as creative marketing tactics to swap some faces. You know, this goes into the, do I want AI models to have my face? So you'll have to decide for yourself if you're willing to put your selfies into the AI model. As far as I'm concerned, it's all out there on Facebook or Instagram for me anyway. So that battle has already been lost. Okay, guys. So like I said, for an action item today, definitely go check out FAL.AI. I will be linking to their Flux LoRA training tool and hop in there. And if you are able to buy some credits and tinker around with the tool, definitely do so. But really the more important action item is just think of some creative ways that something as simple as a selfie face swap into some assets might be able to enhance your marketing materials, or how you could do something fun for your users with that. Maybe you use a tool to promote a contest amongst your customers or users for the most creative face swap or something like that. I think there are a lot of different potential applications. So that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.